She reduces, reuses, and recycles. She talks the talk and walks the walk. She doesn't tell you what to think. She just wants you to. She's Mrs. Green. And this is Mrs. Green's World on the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are indeed listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, and I hope you caught that part about we don't tell you what to think, we just want you to. Thank you so much for joining us today and thinking with me. This show is sponsored by Chapman Tucson. I thank them every chance I get for their support and for selling all those great, green, fuel-efficient, clean-burning automobiles. Here's to selling lots more of them for our common mission of preservation of the planet. And, you know, I just have to not rush through this today. Every time I'm preparing for a show, I stand in awe of my guests. And I truly, truly, sincerely mean that. If you've been listening to my show for any amount of time, you know I'm pretty much a speak from the heart kind of person with a big mission and a big vision. And the people, the quality of the guests, the impact of what they're doing globally never ceases to amaze me. And today is no exception. We have a wonderful guest, Elisa Gravitz, and she is the president and CEO of Green America. They are growing a green economy for people and the planet. And this could be a 3-hour marathon show. So, Elisa, welcome and thank you so much for saying yes to being on our show.
Oh, it's such a great joy to be with you today.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and people are going to get a lot of things put in their heads, which they can then go out and help us change the world. Okay, a couple of announcements. Mrs. Green's World is a proud member of the Dream Vision 7 Radio and Castle Rock Radio Networks, where my shows are replayed weekly. You can hear them, and you can find out the times by visiting my website at mrsgreensworld.com for their broadcast times and links to their websites. It's on my radio page. And a reminder to you, to everybody that's listening, since we do interview great guests every week from around the world and have unbelievable content to share, remember to tune in Saturdays at noon Arizona time at mrsgreensworld.com. Set your clock. If you can't listen, you know that we'll make that work too. If your iPhone or Droid doesn't pick me up, let me know. But all the podcasts from the shows are live on my website within about a day after the show. And you connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and whatever next social media thing they think of next. I'll be there making a difference. info@mrsgreensworld.com if you have any questions. And I say this in each show. If you look ahead for some of our guests and you have questions for them, email us. We'd love to ask your questions of the people that we are getting an opportunity to spend some time with. And now this is the time in my show where I do a shout out from one of our national sponsors, Eco Bella. And I'd like to say it's Eco with two C's, and some people might say Echo Bella. And my theme for this month of May has been about mothers, whether for the mother in your life, for yourself, or Mother Earth. This is about nurturing and the life-giving energies of the world, because it all starts from the mother. That sounds pretty cliche, but if you stop and think about it, it's very important and very true. And tomorrow is, in fact, Mother's Day. And I hope that it's a time for consciousness of the mothers of the world that I believe can change the power of the consumer. Let's face it, we do most of the shopping. I know in my family that's true, and especially for products that Eco Bella sells, which are skincare and hair and makeup products. And here's the thing that I like to say. You can just check them out once and be rest assured that you're getting safe products, that they're sourced sustainably, and they are cruelty-free. So this is one that you can put on your list. You don't have to keep wondering if they got something from a country under slave labor conditions or it was tested on a dog or a cat. They don't. So please check out their website, www.ecobella.com. And it's so important for us to support companies like this. I know that you will like what you see. There's something on there for everyone. If you use the code Mrs. Green at checkout, you get 10% off your purchase. And who is going to argue with that? So let's get started. I spoke briefly with Elisa before we started and said, I have two pages of questions. So we might have to do Green America Part 1 and then schedule you to come back for Green America Part 2. Because you're doing a lot with your organization. I'm like, wow, this is big. And I've been aware of it for years. So let's talk about your mission again. I would just like to read it. Is to harness economic power, the strength of consumers, investors, businesses, and the marketplace to create a socially just and environmentally sustainable society. That's your mission. Your vision, which I'm sure you can recite, but people are listening about hearing about this for the first time. We work for a world where all people have enough, where all communities are healthy and safe, and where the bounty of the earth is preserved for all of the generations to come. Now, I have to say, who would argue with that? It's like, really, that's a world that works for everyone. So let's get started with how you do it. You tell me in your own words what Green America is and how do you go about it. And we can take it in segments, Elisa, because you have a focus for consumers, a focus for investors, businesses. So now it's all about you.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you for that introduction. It's so much fun to be with you here today because I think we have similar missions and visions for the world. So we're just going to have a joy fest.
No doubt about it.
And you know, because that I use that a word very intentionally, joy, because in addition to all the great things about making choices for people on the planet, that it's healthier for you, that it's healthier for the planet, that you can save money, one of the wonderful things about it is that it makes a better way of living. It's more joyful. You feel more connected to people. You feel like you're part of a community. The food tastes better. The clothes are more comfortable. Your house feels better because it's healthy and non-toxic. So it really, from any place you look at it in the great circle of life, whether you're doing it because of your health or because you care about the planet or just because we have this one joyful, precious life and you want to enjoy it the best you can, all these reasons point in the same direction.
And I love that you're pointing out it's not a heavy-duty message. When I first started my show, it was about what if living green can be fun? And I still believe that it's not a heavy-duty, oh my gosh, I have to get rid of this, I have to do this. You can make it an excellent adventure of change. So I love that you use the word joy, and it's my wingman, I call her Kelly King, it's her word. She signs every email joy, and it's almost like an old-fashioned word like naming your child Rose. But let's talk about joy and how does Green America bring joy to the world?
So our idea is really a simple one that, you know, no judgment. It's just a fact that every time a dollar leaves your hand to purchase something or to make an investment, it has an impact on the world. And you can have the joyful intention to make that a good impact instead of one that's not so good. And so we really focus on how do you have that great impact? How every single person is going to spend money. Most people spend money every day. You start out with the basics for your food, for your clothing, for your home. And so think about when that money leaves your hand, how does it do good in the world? It's really that simple. And like you said, you go on a journey to find really great and wonderful people who are part of that journey and can help you make really great choices with where that money goes.
And it's as simple as, to me, where are you getting your morning coffee? And I'm not pro or con. I don't take a stand about the whole Starbucks thing. I think they're doing some great things in terms of their sustainability mission. But if you have the opportunity to spend that same $5 or $6 in a locally owned coffee shop with a rockin' latte, that's a conscious choice that will help you make a difference and help that economy that you are invested in as a citizen living there. So it is about that consciousness.
Right.
So, okay, with the consumers, I want to know, how do people find out about you? Because I've known about you. I'm sure that we are in your directory, and we just
get
a green certification process. But in terms of the consumer, how, other than being on Mrs. Green's World Radio Network and listening to some of those people, what is your action plan, so to speak, and how, what are the avenues that you have found most effective to reach consumers to get them to shop with consciousness and joy?
Well, we invite everyone to our website. It's really easy, greenamerica.org, or you can Google us. And when you come to the website, you'll find all kinds of resources. You'll find if there is anything you wonder about, whether it's clothing, whether it's food, whether it's how to make your homes non-toxic, whether it's how to choose a rug that's good for you, good for your health, good for the planet. All you have to do, we have a little search box on the side. You type in what you're looking for, and then you will enter our world of great ideas and great businesses standing by to help you on your journey. And so it's really as simple as that, greenamerica.org. And if you have any questions, we start with you. What can you do today? What living choices, maybe having nothing to do with money, what can you do to make your life healthier, more joyful, more environmentally attuned? And then we help you if that includes, we basically have sort of, we call it the a simple three-step process. The first is to start with who you are and what you need. And what can you get that you need for your day-to-day living that doesn't actually even require money? Maybe, you know, there's ways to take care of your needs that you can save money doing. So we start with, because living elegantly is certainly a first step. And then we say, okay, step two, you will need to buy things. You know, you'll need to eat, you'll need clothing. Step two, how do you find those businesses that share your vision for a more just and sustainable world so that you can intentionally purchase from them? You just gave a great example, the local coffee shop. So you're keeping your coffee purchasing dollars in your local community. That's a wonderful step. When you go into that coffee shop, maybe you're purchasing fair trade coffee. So you're helping someone in a coffee growing area do the exact same thing, have a more sustainable and just way of living themselves. Because when you choose fair trade, you're helping that farming family stay on their land, be able to plant healthy crops. And there's something in the fair trade system called a fair trade premium. So then the people in that community make decisions about how they're going to improve their community together. Maybe they're going to create a school. Maybe they're going to build a healthcare clinic. But those are the kinds of things that you're helping create a from your healthy, thriving community to their community that they're making healthy and thriving. It's that connection thing.
And there's a piece of this where I've heard it, I do a lot of it, but remembering, because I'd like to talk a little bit, I think this might be a perfect segue. I think people's intentions are good. We got into a pattern, just in our generation, of unconscious consuming, massive consumption in some cases, not with a harmful intention, but a lack of consciousness is what I call it. And I was one of those, just buy, buy, buy. And my, you know, in the evolving role of me as a human being in Mrs. Green, I can do without so much. My husband and I are on a do not buy campaign unless we need something, all the extraneous stuff. But let's talk about Bangladesh. And if people don't know what happened, a factory collapsed. The owners had seen cracking on the walls. The workers pointed it out. They said, just, you know, tough, go in there anyway. And I thought that I heard on NPR, there was a long show on it on NPR. I believe that almost 700 workers were injured or killed in these heinous working conditions. So when you talk about, and they said on NPR, Gap, Levi Strauss, and Walmart were all contacted to comment because Bangladesh is where they go to source their labor. It's really, really cheap, second cheapest only to China. So when trying to get the question here, does Green America then become more highlighted for people, become more visible? Do the consumers make a shift because it's on something like NPR? I mean, you've been doing this for a while. What's the lasting impact of a tragedy like that?
Well, these tragedies are just so heartbreaking. And I think they call people to action. And we certainly have seen since that terrible tragedy, you know, our web traffic has increased because people are saying, you know what, I need to do something about this. I buy clothing. And in fact, in 2011, U.S. clothing sales totaled more than $329 billion.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's 329 billion reasons to stop buying conventional clothing from conventional retailers and turn to green fashion. That's whether you take to the sewing machine and update the clothes you have, or whether you buy used, or you organize clothing swaps, or you choose from the beautiful collections of fashion-forward green companies, so that you know that your purchasing power is, again, helping support your healthy ways of living and also all the people that are in that, they say supply chain or chain of custody, but you could think of it as a great circle, that when that dollar leaves your hands, how many lives it touches, and every single person whose hands helped make your clothing, you know you're helping them have a thriving life as well. And, you know, the fashion industry just burns with shame because as tragic as that fire factory was, it is not an unusual story. This happens consistently, and if you thread all the way back through time, many of your people here that are listening to you may remember that in the United States there was a Triangle Shirt Factory that really, right in, you know, in New York, that brought up to so many people. That was sort of the beginning of the awareness in our country, 100 years ago, that, oh my goodness, people who are whose hands make the clothing I wear are laboring in sweatshops, and they're locked in. They cannot get out if there's a tragedy like a factory fire. And so this is something that, you know, we've now moved it to other countries, but we have the sweatshops of the factory. We also have the sweatshops of the field, where they grow that cotton. For example, in Uzbekistan, they have found forced child labor in the cotton fields. And again, same things. That cotton is being sourced into all those brands you just mentioned.
And chocolate. So, I mean, chocolate is a hot button for me. Only buy fair trade chocolate. I mean, I watched a documentary on chocolate, and I mean, I couldn't even talk about it for 2 days. And that's not being dramatic. I saw them, they went undercover and they stole children from their villages and put them to work on the Ivory Coast, 12 and 13 year olds, so that I can have a Hershey bar. Well, I can tell you that I have not had one since that. And it's like, really, I want to know things like that because I love my chocolate and I can pay a little bit more knowing I have a clear conscience, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And I also want to thank you and all of the people who care about these things and make your choices. We say make your choices and also add your voice. Make your choice, add your voice, because there is some good news here. With people making their choice, they switch away from a Hershey's to a sustainable fair trade chocolate. And guess what? The marketplace notices. Hershey notices that more and more people are shifting away. And one of the things that my organization does is we make the choices clear, and we invite people on the journey, like we say, the journey to sustainability, the journey of joy. And we also say, okay, now all of us who care about these things, we can use our voices together to put pressure on these companies to change. Hershey is a good example. We had a campaign mobilizing people in their roles as consumers to tell Hershey that they're no longer going to buy their products, this is why, and that we expect change. You know, we're only coming back if we see change. Well, my amazing, we call it economic action. Our economic action team, they held protests. They held brand jams. They held Facebook campaigns where everyone went to Facebook on Hershey's to tell them the news. And we organized the wonderful, wonderful, here again, props to local natural food stores and local cooperatives who all joined together with us to say, we're not buying Hershey products. Whole Foods came along and joined us on that, and Hershey announced last October that they're making a commitment to certify all of their chocolate by 2020. And we said, that's good, a great step, but saying it doesn't make it so. Show us your plans. What are you doing? And just this April, they came out with detailed plans about how they're going to be certifying their entire supply chain. So now what we have to do as consumers is keep it up. They haven't done it yet, so we have to keep letting them know that we're watching and that when they make that announcement in 2020 that they're completely certified, well, then maybe we'll come back. In the meantime, we're going to enjoy our delicious, delicious sustainable fair trade chocolate, and we're going to keep our eye on Hershey and say, we're behind you. Go for this. We'll come back when you make that announcement.
But we're not buying it yet.
We're not buying it yet, but it's also, it just goes to show you the power of what we can all do together. And I can tell you story after story about that. Those of you, for example, who buy Dolphin Safe Tuna, almost all of the tuna these days is that has that little Dolphin Safe Tuna certificate on there because people 20 years ago said no more. And kids were amazing. They wrote to the tuna companies and they, you know, in little crayon notes, and they said, no, don't do this. Don't kill the dolphins. You can, there's such a thing as a tuna safe net, a dolphin safe net, and you can use it. So there, you know, I can tell you story after story where when we use our consumer power and our voices, we can make change.
Another great example is organic milk. And the thing that I told you before we got on air is this show is going to fly. And I just got like the 30-second warning for our first break. So we will come back. We have lots more to talk about in terms of the consumer, investors, businesses, the green certification program. I have the pleasure of interviewing Elisa Gravitz, who's the president and CEO of Green America. Please stay here with me because we will be right back with lots more of great information for all of us to think about.
In the mid-Tucson summer, you would expect it to be over 100 degrees. But deep beneath the University of Arizona's compost heap, temperatures can hit 160. Started by the Compost Cats student group, the U of A Compost Project is collecting tons of waste from around campus and keeping it out of landfills. Gathering garbage and converting it into a useful product for the community? Now that's a hot idea indeed. The University of Arizona. Big questions, bold solutions, better tomorrows.
It's got advanced technology. It's got major breakthroughs in technology everywhere you look. It's the 2013 Honda Accord. Hi there, this is Mrs. Green, and I want to share with you that after nearly 40 years of heritage, this is the most stunning Accord ever. The highly respected Automotive Magazine raves that the 2013 Honda Accord offers unparalleled talent of goodness. Please visit Chapman Honda at 4646 East 22nd Street in Tucson to check it out and see for yourself.
You can always find things around the house to give to Goodwill. But I have a bigger reason to give. A while back, I lost my job and I couldn't even support my family. A lot of people don't know Goodwill can help you find a job. But that's what they did for me. I've had this job for 7 years and I love going to work. You know how they say Goodwill changes lives? Well, it's true. Goodwill needs your donations now more than ever. Please donate today.
Go deep underwater without getting wet. Study bugs like a real scientist. Make your shadow move in colors. These are just three reasons to visit the exciting hands-on new exhibits at the Children's Museum Tucson, the region's only museum just for kids. For 25 years, we've ignited kids' imaginations at the Children's Museum Tucson. That's something to celebrate. And admission is only $2 on the first Sunday and on the 25th of each month this whole year. Children's Museum Tucson, where imagination and learning connect.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to, and we're certainly giving you a lot to think about today. I am so very excited to have as my guest Elisa Gravitz. She is the president and CEO of Green America, and they are growing a green economy for people and the planet and helping us all win. Elisa, thank you so much for being with us. Let's stay on the consumer thread for a minute, because to me, where I sit, the power of the consumer is everything. It surpasses any need for legislation, which in some cases we do need it. I really believe that. But if the consumer collectively woke up one day and said, we're going for the green economy, it would rock the world. I mean, you know that. So how do you say to consumers, what's your response when they say, well, you know, I'd like to shop organic, but it's so much more expensive, or I'd like to buy fair trade, but it's so much more expensive? First place, in many cases, that isn't true, actually. But what is your response, and how do you overcome that objection in people's mindset?
Well, it's so true that we, as in our role as people who spend money, have incredible power to change the marketplace. And if we change the marketplace, we can change everything. That is so true. And we were talking before the break about that, you know, whether it's Hershey's, whether it's Dolphin Safe Tuna, whether it's sustainable lumber at Home Depot, we have, as a community, made a huge impact, no doubt about it. Now, you ask a really great question about the affordability problem, or conundrum, as some people might call it. And what we say is, you know, one of the things we're doing with this whole idea of going green is we're thinking holistically. Nature tells us that everything is attached to everything else. And if you approach your budget with a holistic perspective, I sometimes call it category thinking, you can make going green affordable. And what you do is you think of a category, like we were talking about clothing before, you think about your total clothing budget, not just what it costs to buy one piece of clothing that's organic and fair trade and not made in a factory where the walls come tumbling down, or people are locked in if there's a fire. And that one thing might cost a little more. Not always, but it might. And I want to underscore, you're not always. You know, people spend a lot of money on clothing sometimes, and certainly organic and fair trade clothing can fit into all of those normal price points. But let's say you're looking at your whole clothing budget. So it's the clothing itself, of course, but it's also your dry cleaning. Most people will spend 10 times the price of a garment on dry cleaning. So if you purchase a piece of clothing that doesn't require dry cleaning, right away you're saving on your budget. So then you can afford to purchase something that doesn't require dry cleaning. You can afford to spend a little more, really up to 10 times, because you're not going to be spending 10 times that price on dry cleaning. If you think again of your whole budget and all the different kinds of clothing you like, I mean, let's face it, we all love to have clothing because, you know, you want something new and it perks you up, and, you know, it's not just a consumer thing. It really is innate in human beings. You know, if you go way back to our ancestors, they used to like to take a feather and put it in their hair, or a flower and string it around their neck, because it's just innate in we like to look good and we like to feel good. So it's a good thing. Perverting it into consumerism, a problem, but not wanting to look good, that's a good thing. So some people, if they think of their whole clothing budget, maybe they go to the thrift store and they buy some of their things used. Well, if you can buy a few things that are very inexpensive, well, then again, you can afford to buy a really nice organic cotton or fair traded shirt. And some people do, and one other thing that people do to keep their clothing budget down is they do clothing swaps. And that way, you can get a whole new wardrobe without spending anything. So, you know, you can do it at home, you can do it in your faith congregation, you can do it on your block, you can do it at your community center. You do a clothes swap, you get a whole new wardrobe, and anything left over, you give to Goodwill so other people can enjoy good new clothes as well.
And I'm in a position where at my ripe young age, in my early 60s, I've seen such a shift in the way that shopping resale has gone. I mean, it is so trending upward, and I have hip daughters, and nothing makes them prouder than to come to my house and say, look at this, I got this flannel shirt at Goodwill and it was $2.50, instead of the one that, you know, was in the store for maybe $25 or $30. And Elise, I have to share this with you. Yesterday, I was at I went to a lot of meetings up in Phoenix, and I had on a stunning dress. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. I got a lot of compliments on it. Oh, I love your dress. I love your dress. And I told everybody, I said, me too. I got it at Goodwill for $8.95. It's a beautiful business fashion dress. And I don't know if I would have said that 15 years ago. But, you know, now I'm Mrs. Green, so I had to say it. But really, yay, and truly, I think people are. And Goodwill is an example. Habastore, Habitat for Humanity, all the restores and Habit, mm-hmm. you know, Habastore, it's called Habastore here. Yeah. You can get brand new patio furniture in some of those places because the models from some of the big box stores get donated, and you can go in. And of course, you have to watch and be a little bit more patient, but what a great way. And then they support programs like Habitat for Humanity and hiring at-risk populations at Goodwill. I mean, you talk about an integration of thought. You can feel great about it.
And isn't that great? And of course, you know, there's also Craigslist. There's, you know, also you can organize these things, you know, at your community, in your community, at your faith congregation, so that it increases the amount of time, you know, the amount of things that get traded. And, you know, we all have something, you know, in our closet, in our garage, in our basement that, you know what, is almost new and we're not using. It might be a bicycle, might be a television, it might be some clothing. And how great to build community by trading that around.
And FreeCycle, that started here in Tucson. Darren Beal was the first guest when I launched my internet show. And FreeCycle is, I mean, it blows me away. We used it. And there are people that want whatever you have that you don't anymore. We just had pavers from our driveway and put it up on FreeCycle. And I'm telling you, we got 20 responses in about an hour, and someone came and took them off of our property, loaded them in their car. So FreeCycle is another one where you can literally, if you want to get rid of stuff sustainably or find stuff, and I use the word stuff, FreeCycle probably has it listed. So that's another good example.
Oh, and again, it's sort of community-oriented.
Yes.
A really good story that one of my friends did was he was replacing some kitchen cabinets, and he said, hey, got some kitchen cabinets here. Somebody said, oh, I want them, and said, hey, and I'll help you take them down. So a job that was going to be, you know, that he had on his list of, you know, got to take these things out, he had somebody to do it with him.
It's crazy what people want. So my girlfriend who redid her bathroom, they chipped off all the ceramic tiles, and someone came and got them because they were an artist that used them in their artwork for mosaics. So don't think that it's your garbage. It might be someone else's treasure, one man's trash, another man's treasure. It's absolutely true.
Absolutely. And I love what you said. It's so true that we're now, it's become part of our culture to be proud of that. And to because if you know, you or anyone who's listening, you know, gets a great find at a thrift store or at FreeCycle, you know, tell that story and more people will do it. And that's part of accelerating the shift to a more sustainable society.
Buffalo Exchange is another one. It's here, and I don't know if you've heard of it because it's both.
Yes. In fact, on my way home, I walked right by the one here in Washington, D.C.
It's so great.
Absolutely. And you know, it's just, you know, and what really this helps you do is it helps you distinguish between, you know, what need are you really meeting? Because we don't want Madison Avenue to say bye, 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 bye. But like we said, you know, you really do need clothes, and looking good is a real human joy. I'm all in favor of that. But you can also distinguish what you're doing. I had a really fun story from a couple weeks ago. A friend of mine called me up and she said, "Oh, Elisa, I just got back from the mall and I just bought 3 dresses. And you know, that really stresses me out because I really didn't need to put that on my credit card. But the reason why I went shopping was because I really had a stressful week at work and I was totally stressed out. So I thought I would do some shopping therapy. And now I'm more stressed out because now I put more money on my credit card."
Guilt, she says, guilt, well, guilt, right?
Yeah. She says, "Oh my God." She says, "I guess I had a 3 dress stress." That was her, her conclusion. And so we made a pact and I said, "Hey, I hear you. We all have stressful times at work. But let's do this. The next time you feel like you've got a stressful week, call me up. We're gonna meet at the farmer's market, and we're gonna walk over to the outdoor cafe, and we're gonna sit down, and we're gonna have some tea, and we're gonna put our feet up. And she said, "Oh, that sounds like such a much better way to address stress than buying dresses." You know, so again, when you're intentional about your money, and you say, you know, it's really time. I need to. It's spring. I need a few things in my wardrobe. How am I going to get that? You know, and then you're intentional about it, and you're doing it joyfully, and you're spending your precious time and your precious money on something that you really need. If you just rush out to the mall to do shopping therapy when you're not really addressing the problem, like, gosh, what would really be good is to just sit down, breathe deeply, and put your feet up, and address stress that way. You know, then you can help get clear about what you need, so you can meet your needs better, and you just don't go to the automatic consumption or shopping therapy. And again,
and she
it's
didn't
part
feel
of,
better anyway. That's the thing. I mean, I can relate to that in old behavior. It's like then, oh, great.
Right.
Now I just end up to the credit card, which is
more stressful.
And I know that you know a lot of the same people, but we had Bernard Leotard and Jackie Dunn on the show, who are also friends of our friend Molly Stranahan. She points me in directions, and they wrote a book that is now rapidly going up and up in sales called Rethinking Money. And this is all part of it. I call it the integration of thought, because that's what you're talking about. That's what Green America is all about. Perfect segue to investors. And I shared with you a little story. My brother is a wealth manager, and he called me to tell me specifically that he got a report yesterday, right before I'm doing this show with you, that said that stocks with corporate sustainability practices, published sustainable businesses, outperformed all the other stocks on the regular market in this last quarter. And he said, "I thought Mrs. Green would really like to know that." And he said it wasn't by a lot, but it's the first time he has seen that trend in writing. And I was like, whoa, I have to talk to Elisa about that, because you work with investors, or you talk about socially conscious investing. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Well, sure. You know, we talked about every time a dollar leaves your hand and you buy something, it goes to work. Well, it's the same thing. Every time a dollar leaves your hand that you save or invest, it goes to work in the world, because the basic definition of investing is creating the future. So we really encourage people to think about be as mindful about their saving and investing as they are about their spending and consuming or choosing not to consume. And of course, saving is always a good thing, because when you save money, you're also saving resources. I mean, you know, it's again that, like you call that, holistic or integrated thinking. So it is so exciting about what your brother found, because we're finding the same thing. And there's actually lots and lots. If you're a little bit of a research geek like me, you can find lots and lots and lots of studies that show that companies that use sustainable practices in the long term do better. And what your brother is finding is that now it's turning out that we have enough history to find out that actually it's better in the short term too. And of course, think about it. Well, why would this be? Well, a company that has sustainable practices, you know, at one level, they're not doing the practices that cause lawsuits and cause, you know, they're not causing, your name isn't BP causing, overlooking some safety measures that causes a big oil spill in the Gulf, for example. And how many billions and billions of dollars is that costing not only BP but the community? So you're avoiding risk by being having sustainable practices. In the first step. In another step, you're saving resources. You're thinking about your waste. You're reducing your waste. You're reducing your energy. Guess what? Those are savings that go right to the bottom line. And you're thinking about your workforce. You're thinking about your supply chain. You're thinking, oh, you know what? The people who work for me are my most important assets. I want to make sure that they're well paid and that they're having a meaningful and good experience at work, so that they work for me and together we improve productivity. So when you look at it from the full spectrum or the holistic perspective, you know, it's exactly what everybody would have predicted, that companies with sustainable practices are doing better.
And it kind of makes sense, like when I heard about your company, and it really was a long time ago, and it just takes time to get everybody that we want on the show, and this timing is perfect because I know better, and for me to know better is to do better and get people like you to explain it. There's a massive amount of avenues. There are massive amounts of avenues to cover. And your website, I encourage people, and we'll say it more and more on the show, go to greenamerica.org, invest in yourself, spend some time looking at it. There's things about sweatshops. And you've got to know, we've got to learn that we don't want to really spend money on a store that's using sweatshops. There's about social investing. There's about being a responsible shopper. Talk about the green shopping guide that you have. I think most of my girlfriends who have discretionary income, they would love to know that there's a green shopping guide, just as excited they were about environmental working group, Dirty Dozen and Clean 15 for fruits and vegetables.
Absolutely. It's so great. Yeah, come on over to greenamerica.org. We're a nonprofit organization. We have a process where we screen and certify all of the companies that we have something on our website called the Green Pages. So you can look up in any category, and you can know that we have put them through a really, really tough certification process to make sure that they're environmentally responsible, socially responsible about labor, about their supply chain, no sweatshops in those supply chains, that they're community responsible, that they're good citizens of their own communities. And so you can be confident that if you do decide to purchase something, that if you purchase from those companies, that those companies share that vision that you do. And then for like special holidays, we do special guides, like for Mother's Day. We have a Mother's Day gift guide where we hand select some of the products and some of the companies that we think people are going to love the most when it comes to celebrating their moms, because after all, your mom is your source of life, just like Mother Earth are all of our sources of life. So, Mother's Day is a really fun thing to celebrate, and celebrate her by finding something that is good for people and the planet.
And it's so the power of the almighty dollar. So unfortunately, we have to take another quick break. We've got lots to cover when we come back. I'd like to talk a little bit more about the business certification program. Elisa Gravitz, greenamerica.org. Check it out on the break, and please stay here with me.
Hi, I'm Abbott Taylor. With over 35 years creating jewelry in Tucson, no one has more experience in designing and making diamond jewelry in Tucson than Abbott Taylor Jewelers. Please come in and see some of the thousands of designs we have created, or come in and have us design something original just for you. Whether you're looking for a simple and stylish graduation gift, your engagement ring, or a breathtaking jewelry piece to celebrate an important birthday or anniversary, you can't beat our competitive diamond pricing. With 100% trade-up guaranteed, set in an Abbott Taylor jewelry design, always using earth-friendly recycled gold. Abbott Taylor Jewelers, exquisite jewelry designs and exceptional diamond deals created right here in Tucson for over 35 years. Abbott Taylor Jewelers at 6383 East Grant Road, on Facebook and on the web at atdiamonds.com. Diamond designs for everyone. Abbott Taylor Jewelers.
Hi there, this is Mrs. Green. The 2013 VW Jetta TDI is the sedan people love to love. It comes with a zippy turbocharged diesel engine that's 90% cleaner burning than previous diesel engines, and it goes farther on a tank of gas than a Toyota Prius. Chapman Volkswagen has a great selection of Jetta TDIs, so choose yours today at chapmantucson.com or in person at 4646 East 22nd Street in Tucson.
Do you dare to share? In 2009, the University of Arizona started its car sharing program. Today, students, faculty, and staff have access to a shared fleet of cars that includes 7 hybrids and even the zero emissions Nissan Leaf. Not only does car sharing give the campus community wheels, but it takes all those extra cars off the road too. Now that greens things up, doesn't it? The University of Arizona. Big questions, bold solutions, better tomorrows.
Habitat for Humanity's Habit Store is changing the world. By selling new and used building and home improvement materials to the public, the Habit Store is diverting more than 250 tons from the landfill each year. To donate, call 520-889-7200. Stop by and shop today. The Habit Store is located at 935 West Grant Road. Proceeds from all the sales go to Habitat for Humanity Tucson. For more information, go to habitattucson.org or call 520-889-7200.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to, and we are certainly giving you lots of great, joyful things to think about today. Our guest is Elisa Gravitz. She is the president and CEO of Green America. They are growing a green economy for people on the planet, and you've got to love that. And I'd just like to say a reminder again, what we are doing at Mrs. Green's World is creating a global community of people who care. And we would love you to be a part of that other than just listening to the radio show. So please consider visiting my website at mrsgreensworld.com. Sign up for our newsletter. I put it out every other week. It's fun. It's informative. I think sometimes it will bring you joy. And if you are Facebook, a Twitter, if you're part of Instagram, you can do that very easily by just going to my website and clicking through and becoming part of our global community of people who care. Elisa, thank you again so much for being here and sharing what you're sharing. There's two things I want to make sure that we cover before we're off the show. And one is the business certification program, because a lot of people who are part of my world are business owners. Talk about what the first steps are and how people can go about it if they're listening and would really like to have that green certified, Green America certified business logo on their sites or on their, you know, the windows of their retail offices or if they're in business.
What a great question. When we in our roles as consumers, we want to be sure if we're being intentional that the purchases we're making really are doing good and are from socially and environmentally responsible companies. So Green America has a green certification program. It is considered the toughest in the country because it includes environmental responsibility, social responsibility, that means the practices that the company has need to benefit their workers, everybody in their supply chain, and the community. So it's a very holistic approach to this idea of we call it deep green or sustainability. So for those of you out there who work for a company or own a company that really want to earn the, if you will, this big recognition that you are truly socially and environmentally responsible and part of the journey to sustainability, we all know that we all have things to learn. So this is about companies that have really, really made the commitment that they're going to think about how do they use the fact that they have a business. And, you know, a business is an amazing engine. And if a business chooses to harness itself towards shifting societies to sustainability, well, oh my goodness, there can be nothing more powerful. So that's what it's all about, you know, that DNA gets into the sustainability sustainability gets into the DNA of a company. And that's what our certification is all about. And for a business, it's very easy to come to our website, greenamerica.org, to click on, there's a little tab that says our certification, and you can learn all about how to get certified. There's an interactive program on the web that can help you think it through. And what's really great about our certification is not only does it give you a self-assessment, it also gives you suggestions. Like, if you're a company that bakes chocolate chip cookies, it can give you suggestions for, you know, how can you improve your energy efficiency? How can you source fair trade chocolate chips? So it's really a great way to not only get recognized in the marketplace for all the great things you're doing, but it's also a learning process as well.
And in terms of vetting, when I am as a consumer, I was at this event last night, and there were about 60 to 80 people, and I had the pleasure of talking with a student from ASU about their sustainability work. And our frustration at time comes from a company that'll say, okay, I sell this green product, but their company really isn't green. You walk in and there are cases of water bottles all over the place. They have not switched even to CFLs, let alone some LED lighting or any of the, you know, changing out their lighting. Lights are on in offices. There isn't that integrated concept, that thought. And this certification program addresses that. And I love that you include other components than just what is your product, because that doesn't make you a green business. It just means you're a business that sells a green product. It's very frustrating at times.
Right. And this is a way, again, to help, to help people who are making purchases to know that the company behind that product is socially and environmentally responsible. And it helps the businesses go on that journey to sustainability. Because I really want to recognize anyone who's running a business. That's really hard work.
It
and
is
there's
tough.
So much to think about. And it's really nice that there's a resource out there. Green America has a business network. There's a resource out there to help you along your way and to connect you to other businesses that have already done it so that you can learn from them. And because you know what? When it comes to people and the planet, social and environmental responsibility as a business, that's something that we can all freely share with one another because we all have a stake in a better future.
And there's an economic benefit, an immediate economic benefit. One of, as you heard in the beginning of the show, Chapman is one of my biggest sponsors. Well, we did a cost study analysis on how many plastic bottles they were giving out, you know, water bottles, which if you're looking for a car and it's 110, you want the person who greets you to put something cold in your hand, okay? Well, what we found is 50% of the water bottles that they were purchasing were being used by their staff. You know, they have 7 dealerships. So we implemented a plan to get all of the staff, the sales force, reusable stainless steel water bottles. Well, it helped them with their bottom line. They reduced the number of water bottles that they were, you know, that were being consumed by half, saved that money. And the other part is when you talk about energy, which you've mentioned a couple of times, going green can help you with green. If you are reducing your energy cost as a big business or a small business, it saves you money.
Or a household.
Or a household. You're absolutely right. I mean, it's your point is so well taken about it can be the, you know, I call it the green trifecta. It's a win-win-win because it is tough being in business today and people don't want to have to necessarily spend more money. But rethinking their business practices. It's such good advice, and it's so great that you do that. Okay, now I want to ask you some of the questions about it. Was there anything you wanted to add about the business
certification? No, go ahead. There's, like you said, we could talk about this, but you summed it up so well, you know, whether it's your home or whether it's your business. It's a journey. You can keep discovering new ways to be more sustainable, save money, save energy, and have a healthier, happier way of living. So it's really great.
And I want to ask you about, I mean, I always like to ask people that have been, I say, awake longer than I have. I'm frustrated enough. I don't want people to be, like some people say when I come over, oh my gosh, you know, here comes Gina, we better hide the plastic bags. I don't want that attitude. And I say, no, it's your life. You live your life. I'm living mine. But in terms of trends, where are the areas of hope and joy and celebration that you see us trending as the most massive consumers on the planet, as a country? Are you filled with hope every day? Are you filled with frustration? Is it D, all of the above?
Well, it's certainly all of the above, but I'll tell you, I have a lot of hope. People everywhere are making these choices, and I'm with you. This is not being judgmental. We all have things to learn. This is a journey, and it can be a really joyful journey. And I invite everyone to come along, you know, to go to your website, Mrs. Green's, to come to our website, Green America. And there's a whole community of people that are on this journey together. And it is a really exciting and hopeful journey. I'm going to just mention a couple of things. Take the area of food. There is a skyrocketing interest in good, healthy food. People are growing more gardens. They're going to community gardens more. They're going to farmers markets more. There's something called community-supported agriculture where you can support...
Right, the CSAs, yes.
The CSAs. There are businesses that are starting that can help put together things for many farms and deliver it right to your home. This whole idea of local food, organic food, is just skyrocketing. And that's, we always say that when it comes to shifting society to more sustainability, there's two parts. There's reducing the harm. We have an agriculture, chemical-based agriculture system that's harmful. People are getting more and more concerned about things like genetically modified organisms in their food. So by moving away from the processed food, the GMOs, the chemically based food, and towards more sustainable food, you're doing two things at once. You're reducing the damage and you're bringing up all the great new things. And that is going tremendously. We have a little program called, we have a big program called GMO Inside, gmoinside.org, that are helping people get away from GMOs and choose more sustainable food. And it's going like gangbusters in every community everywhere. It's so exciting.
And there's a community piece that you talked about that I just want to remind you of, you know, that you said, when you go to the farmer's market, it's fun and there's community. So I don't want to interrupt your thought flow, but there's added benefits to, it's like farmers markets with benefits when you go to those. So go on. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Exactly. And I want to underscore a really interesting study that was done, that when you go to the supermarket, the average person talks to only one person, the checkout person. And these days they're even taking away the checkout person. When you go to a farmer's market, people talk to an average of 10 people. The farmers, they learn about the food, their neighbors are there, they talk to their neighbors, they meet new people, they stop for a glass of juice and talk to more people. I mean, it really does create community. So I love how you said, say, integral or holistic or connected. That's part of the joy. Now we find the same thing with clothing, that, there's more and more people shifting to using thrift stores, doing clothes shops, doing clothes swaps, finding new ways of, finding organic clothing or fair trade clothing. I mean, it's just skyrocketing. We find more and more people doing socially responsible investing. And now you may say, well, I'm not a big investor. I don't have a lot of money, but almost everybody has a checking account.
Right.
And we have a program called Break Up With Your Mega Bank. You know, those big banks, they're investing in polluters. They cause the economic meltdown. Let's not support them. Let's move our money to community development banks. And, everyone who has a checking account can move away from a Wall Street bank to a community bank. You can move your credit card account from a Wall Street bank to a community bank. Credit cards are one of the most profitable parts of a bank. So when you shift your credit card, you are really making a difference. And again, I invite folks to the greenamerica.org website, and you can type in community investing or community bank, and you can find all the resources. We have guides. How do you do that? How do you break up with your bank and move your account to a community bank? We make it simple, we make it easy, and everyone can do it. And guess what? Our program alone has tracked $3 billion of people moving from Wall Street banks to community banks. What a difference that makes for communities.
No kidding.
So all of us, so that's what I mean by the great good news, that people are working together to make a difference. It's making a difference in their own lives. It's making a difference in their communities. It's making a difference in communities around the world as they support fair trade and help those communities in other places.
And the GMOinside.org, that page is hysterical. I mean, it does bring you joy when you have that. I think you have a little mouse pushing
really
a cart. It's like, yeah, it's fun. And you don't feel heavy, judged. You think, I want to get on this bandwagon. I don't want any GMOs inside of me, which is a show, 10 more shows.
Right. And it's fun and it's playful. And at the same time, it's bringing a lot of awareness. This May for Mother's Day, we're looking at GMOs inside of infant formula. And we just want moms to know so that they can make a choice. And then our choices and our voices together, we can put pressure on these companies to take the GMOs out of these products, because guess what? In Europe, they have the same products without GMOs.
And people have to believe that. We can do it.
Right.
You don't have to be a victim. Now,
we can do it.
I got the I got the 2-minute warning from Mr. Green, and I just want to do a shout out for next week's show because sometimes I hurry through that, but it's a perfect example of a show that exemplifies everything that we've been talking about today. I'll be interviewing Michelle Gerster, who is the president of Hearts.com, and their mission, they are prepared to change the world and make sustainable fashion possible. And they are doing just that. So, Elisa Gravitz, thank you so much for being on from Green America. Please, everybody, my call to action for this show is go to greenamerica.org and get involved. Thank you so much for being my guest, and more importantly, what you and your team are doing to make our planet healthier and safer with joy.
Same right back to you and your team. This has been a total joy.
And the time flew beyond measure.
It sure did.
Okay. Make it a great green day, everybody, and thanks for being a part of my world.